The week abounded with soundbites about Russia Putin would and wouldn't be. Monday, Putin and Trump at a press conference in Helsinki.
My people came to me, Dan Coats came to me and some others. They said they think it's Russia.
President Trump said he did not believe what U.S. intelligence agencies say, that Russia interfered in the 2016 presidential elections.
I have President Putin. He just said it's not Russia. I will say this. I don't see any reason why it would be.
But on Tuesday,
I realize that there is a need for some clarification.
But it didn't clarify much.
I said the word would instead of wouldn't. The sentence should have been, I don't see any reason why I wouldn't or why it wouldn't be Russia.
Then he added,
I accept our intelligence community's conclusion that Russia's meddling in the 2016 election took place. Could be other people also. There's a lot of people out there.
The warning lights are blinking red.
While Dan Coats, the nation's top intelligence officer, says the United States is still under active cyber attack by Russia.
Today, the digital infrastructure that serves this country is literally under attack.
ABC's Cecilia Vega asked the president on Wednesday,
is Russia still targeting the U.S., Mr. President?
Thank
press,
you very
let's
much.
Go.
Make
Trump said, thank you. No. Which go. Later that day, Press Secretary Sarah Sanders explained by saying,
the president said thank you very much and was saying no to answering questions.
Even though President Trump had gone on to answer more questions.
We are doing very well, and we're doing very well, probably as well as anybody has ever done with Russia.
Then, in an interview with CBS's Jeff Glore, which aired on Wednesday.
You say you agree with U.S. intelligence that Russia meddled in the election in 2016.
Yeah, and I've said that before, Jeff. I have said that numerous times before.
But the president has said a lot of names numerous times before.
Could also be lots of other people. It also could be somebody sitting on their bed that weighs 400 pounds, okay?
Could very well have been Russia, but I think it could well have been other countries.
If it is Russia, nobody even knows. It's probably China.
This week, and at least for the moment, the president says he holds Vladimir Putin responsible in the broadest way.
Because he's in charge of the country, just like I consider myself to be responsible for things that happen in this country. So certainly, as the leader of a country, you would have to hold him responsible, yes.
But no hard feelings.
The White House has announced on Twitter that Vladimir Putin is coming to the White House in the fall.
Andrea Mitchell of NBC delivered that news to Dan Coats live on stage at the Aspen Security Forum, and the director of National Intelligence said,
that's going to be special.